USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A group of 10 Senate Republicans are requesting a meeting with President Biden to discuss their counterproposal to his $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief plan. The group, led by Maine Senator Susan Collins, is proposing a $600 billion plan that would, among other things, extend certain unemployment benefits and provide billions in funding for vaccine distribution, testing, and contact tracing efforts. Senator Bill Cassidy says their proposal is smaller but targeted. The Louisiana Republican tells Fox News that their plan would address specific needs in recovering from the pandemic.
We are very targeted. We're targeted to the needs of the American people, treating our tax dollars as if there are tax dollars, not just money to spend, and putting it where we need to come out of the pandemic. Now, we think there's a lot here to work for, to work with. We hope we finally start getting that bipartisan and with the White House negotiation. So far, we've not received it.
This is USA Radio News.
For 3 years, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and the MyPillow Premium Pillow and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA. And it continues the MyPillow Premium Pillow special for Mike Lindell. A standard or queen-size premium MyPillow, $29.98. You're saving $40. King-size pillows, only $5 more. 60-day money-back guarantee. 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
President Biden's mask mandate begins Monday night. Jeremy Scott has more from the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau.
Masks will be required to be worn at transportation hubs, on planes, and all forms of public transportation. The CDC issued the order late Friday following an executive order signed by the president the week prior.
If we do this as Americans, the experts say by wearing a mask from now until April, we save more than 50,000 lives.
The CDC says people must wear masks that completely cover both the mouth and nose while awaiting, boarding, disembarking, or traveling on airplanes, ships, ferries, trains, subways, buses, taxis, and rideshares as they are traveling into, within, or out of the United States and U.S. territories. The Department of Homeland Security says TSA workers now have the authority to enforce President Biden's mask mandate at TSA screening checkpoints and throughout the commercial and public transportation system. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Infectious disease experts are warning of another surge in coronavirus cases, thanks to the more transmissible variant of the virus from the UK. That strain has thus far been identified in patients in 30 states. A strain from South Africa has also emerged in the U.S. over the last week. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb believes the new strains may eventually require vaccine boosters. He tells CBS's Face the Nation that because of that, infection rates may not fall as quickly as would have otherwise been expected.
The new variants create a lot of risk. I think that the risk is that what you're going to see over the summertime is, whereas the summer should have been very quiet, coronavirus should have really dissipated, in part because of the seasonal backstop, in part because we've infected a third of the population, and in part because we're immunizing more people. So coronavirus levels should have really come down this summer. You might see higher prevalence than what you would have expected, but what's going to likely happen is that the prevalence is going to be high in certain regional hotspots. So we'll have hotspots of infection and maybe epidemics in parts of Florida, parts of Southern California because of B117. They'll never really get out of it, but the rest of the country will see prevalence come down. Now, the risk is to the fall when, you know, these new variants are going to want to surge. B117, B1351, P1. Now, with respect to the South African and the Brazilian variants, they don't appear right now to be more fit, meaning that they're more transmissible. So they may not spread as readily, and we have time to get control of those variants and develop new boosters that could protect against them, vaccine boosters.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.